Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lettman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Barry Lettman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The center fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Baxas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Power. The throw from Lawler and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Colavito moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power scores. Colavito scores. Minoso moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball four. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Francona chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Baxis. Baxis fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Baxis. Torgerson scores. Smith goes all the way around to score. Aparicio moves all the way to home. It's 3-2, White Sox. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a line drive towards third. Goodman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to second. Jim Perry now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman strikes out. There goes Landis. The throw from Brown and Landis is out. There goes Fox. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lawler. The throw from Brown and he is out, Held applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0-for-1 in the game. Latman takes first base on ball four. Aparicio moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 0-for-1 in the game. Baxas takes first base on ball 4. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Granny Hamner pinch hits for Jim Perry. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Locke now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baxas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Jerry Staley now pitching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Strickland bunts towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to third for the out. Minoso moves to second. One out. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Jim Baxas. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Staley covering, for the out. Minoso moves to third. Strickland moves to second. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Martin now playing second base. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley bunts towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Martin covering, for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing third base. Jim Pearsall pinch hits for Bobby Locke. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lawler for a passed ball. Power moves to third. Francona moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Brodowski now pitching. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power juggles the ball. That's an error on Power. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torgerson bunts towards the mound. Brodowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to second. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Brodowski covering, for the out. Lawler moves to third. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is 0-for-1 in the game. Staley bunts towards third. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. One out. It's 6-3, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Dick Brodowski. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 4 in the game. Held hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, White Sox. Turk Lown now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Power hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Power for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.